Tubby.
Ian Healy and James Bracey, and we're meeting Tubby, and we're meeting Ian Healy at the airport.
Okay.
Then we're being driven to Royal Melbourne.
And we're playing
in a media day ahead of the President's
playing
Cup.
Royal Melbourne.
And I'll tell you who's in my four, right? It's myself and James Bracey, and we're teaming up with Keith and Dan from the block. You know, the two foremen from the block?
Oh, okay. Oh, oh yeah. Good
my
one,
kids
yeah.
are more excited than I am that I'm playing golf with Keith and
you're
Dan.
You're playing Royal Melbourne, that's
but
okay.
But I'll give you a tip about James Bracey.
Can play.
I can't say SH blah blah on radio, but that's what he's doing to himself. He's absolutely panicking.
Oh, okay. How do you hit him, mate?
I'm a 50-50 golfer. I could hit a 220-metre three-wood straight down the middle of the fairway.
2 metres the next
right?
one.
I could also hit it straight down the middle of the next fairway.
Hey, Bringy, it's been great fun. Thanks for filling in. You'll enjoy your Monday, won't you?
I'll be enjoying my Monday.
But for all our listeners, enjoy your Sunday and enjoy your sport.
Sky Sports Radio combines with Harness Racing New South Wales to bring you On The Pace. Brittany Graham, Chris Barsby and Mark McNamara preview and analyse all the feature racing with trainers and drivers inside mail. Sunday to Friday mornings from 10:30. On The Pace on Sky Sports Radio. A sale so big, it's colossal! At Harvey Norman, HP 14-inch laptop, $376, save $120. Samsung French door fridge with ice and water, $2,495. Bonus delivery and installation on selected Panasonic TVs, 65-inch and larger. 15 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount, $750. Interest applies if you do not comply with service and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. Delivery within 25 days of store. Colossal sale ends Monday at Harvey Norman.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. Buy Champion Racehorse and Sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Blackfriars and Talloch Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 2 after 10. We've got racing at Canberra and the Dubbo today. We're about to preview both of these meetings. We'll take a look at Canberra first of all, where the track is a good four. The rail is in the true position. John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. A rare Sunday meeting here at Canberra. Plenty of racing in the area. Of course, the big two-day at Gundagai the last 2 days, and we've gone through Melbourne Cup weeks. They've been racing everywhere, and look, eight races today. Some of the fields are small, but the interesting road to the Jericho race, 3, will be a beauty, a real spectacle, and the Federal, as always, a very, very strong field. So, hopefully we've got a couple of those winners today, Simon.
Alan Hull's last State Gully Cup last Friday. There would have been plenty of people on track for that.
Oh, well, there always is, Simon. As you well know, you've been there a couple of times. And, yeah, I spoke to Hully, called me home. He'd been pretty kind to me with the calling over the years when I was riding. He got me home in 2002 on medicine. But, yeah, that was his last cup call, and an absolute beauty it was, as usual.
Righto, John, let's take a look at the first at Canberra, which is due at 1:05. It's the John McGrath Auto Group Handicap over 1,000 metres for two-year-olds. And we're just a field of five, and they're all first starters. Your favourite is number 2, Farnan, at $1.65, the Waterhouse Bot Runner. 5, Stagecoach Mary is at $2.90, and 1, Charming Pat at $4.60, at the other 2.50-1. So Farnan, the odds-on favourite.
Yeah, a great sponsor, John McGrath Auto Group, again on board here. And look, definitely hard watch around these from what we've seen at the trials. They looked okay, a few of them. 5, 2, 1, 3. I thought Stagecoach Mary trialled really well at Warwick Farm. She didn't begin that best, but she mustered up along the inside. And I thought it's probably raced in a little bit of restricted room, or trialled in restricted room, we'll say, late in the piece. I thought her trial was pretty good there, so I'll go with her. Look, this trial well, fine and a nice, not a single doubt colt. The Waterhouse Bot Yard, Winona with the beautiful hands there, did run a lot slower time than the heat that Stagecoach Mary went round, and it's not everything, but it's enough to sway me. Fun and obviously will be hard to beat. Charming Pat trialled very well in an open heat, behind Maya Solaki, and it raced okay yesterday at Gundagai. So gate one in a two-year-old race is always a good head start. Trevor Sullivan and Blake McDougall, and three, one of the two of Joe Cleary's here, were a scorer, as best of the rest. But you've got to have a look at these in the yard. The market closer to the race will tell us more, Simon. 5-2-1-3 puts me with the split numbers.
So 5-2-1-3 there. The first race two, John, the Tab handicap over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are one, Brussels, three, Key Largo, and five, Raven's Rabbit. And with the market here, 10 testing times is $2.40. Two Cassiard is $4.40. Eight Eltham Palace $4.80. Nine Pushcar at $6.50. So testing times for Bjorn Baker, the $2.40 favourite.
Yeah, I like Cassiard here, Simon. 2, 8, 10, and 9 for me. Look, this only had one soft trial at Nowra before it went to the Sapphire Coast, and a beaten favourite there. It drew gate one. Just run into an experienced and race fit Miller Moo, who raced okay yesterday. So drew one. I don't really think it appreciated that. This girl, she's drawn the middle today, and better for that experience, I'll go with her. I like the way this went on debut last preparation in a pretty handy maiden, Eltham Palace. It drew the outside, and its effort was good behind Tajori and Mandalong Shearer. They took it to town after that and drew the fence. So I'd seen both sides of the spectrum in two runs. So struck a soft seven beyond Betcha flying in those horses. But resuming here from the middle, I'm keen to look at her in the yard. 10, obviously, testing times for Bjorn Baker. Had a number of trials going back to January, May, June, October, and then it was placed in the trial recently. It's well drawn on debut, but it's certainly short enough. And 9 Pushka was all around the mark, its first preparation there. And, look, resuming in 1,000, it might be a bit too short, but it might finish strongly if they get it wrong. Good, interesting maiden, 2, 8, 10, 9.
So 2, 8, 10, 9 there in the second. The third, John, is for the Australian Light Horse Association. It's another road that a Jericho race. This one over 3,400 metres, and with a benchmark of 85, there are no scratchings. And let's take a look at the Tab fixed here. One Gentleman Max is $2.30. It came through the Snake Gully Cup, for memory. By Design, $2.70, so he lasts $5, and Dex Luther, John, $7.
Yeah, you're dead right. So when he went round on the Snake Gully Cup, nothing more than a gallop for a race like this for him. A few of these are a query at the trip, Simon, but he's got some class edge on them, Gentleman Max. I have to go with him. 1, 3, 2, 4. If he can nail this, this will be his first win on a good track, Simon, in 56 goes. He's been second 4 times and third 13 times. So just class-wise, as I mentioned, a few of these are a query at the trip, and if they run it, they'll be running it pretty steadily, I'd say. So Gentleman Max on top for me. 3 Dex Luther, he failed last time in that Sayers Cup, but his earlier win at Goulburn was pretty good. Look, he whacks away okay. He's got to be a chance. 2 By Designs, an interesting runner for Ian Finn. His last couple of runs have been in town. He's gone, well, this preparation, a mile, 21, 24, 32 last time in City Company. So he'll run well here. And 4 Zoe Lass, not too bad last time. And the dogs are barking. Simon, I'll just let the dog out the back. Keep him happy. 1, 3, 2, and 4. Be a real little spectacle, though, this road to the Jericho.
So 1, 3, 2, 4 there in the third. The fourth race is the Duxton at O'Connor handicap, which is over 1,200. And the one scratching is number 2, Exaggerate. 5 Ballista is 3.60, 3 Tiata, 3.80, 4 Upper House, 6 Territorial, both at 4.20, 9 Supreme Lad at $9. So Ballista heads this market, John, at 3.60.
Yeah, so I mean, I've got to go with Upper House. I know he does a bit wrong sometimes in his races, but he run first up was enormous behind Plonker. He just walked out of the gate. He has done that a little bit here and there, and brought himself unstuck with his manners. But I just felt the way he went first up, a smaller field, and it looks like enough speed for him staying at the second at the 1,200 second up. So I'll just take a bit of a chance and go with Upper House on top. Look, Tiara's got a lot in her favour here. She races well on her home track. She likes the 1,200 here, a two-time winner. And the last run came off a three-week break. Things didn't really go her way. I thought she's well-placed here for sure. 6 Territorial, I think, can improve. Wasn't beaten far in that Caccini race over the 1,000 first up. It's got a pretty good second up record. And I can see it pushing forward and being not far off the speed most of the way. And Ballista, well, this is going like a jet plane. The way it won at the Sapphire Coast, you rarely see that type of win. But the record at the 1200 frightens me off a bit, Simon. It's saying that she's probably going better than she ever has. But a good contest, 4-3-6-5.
So 4-3-6-5 there. And the fourth race, 5, is for Can Print Communications, a 1,200-metre handicap. Scratchings are 2 Miller Moon, I Let Me Guess, and 12 Better Not Rain. This market's got 1, The Dream Giver, $3. 4, Michael Oscar, $3.20. 3, Spadini, $3.40. Double figures the rest, and the best of those would be 5, Braingau, at $12. So your $3 favourite is The Dream Giver.
Yeah, I think he's the best bet of the day, Simon, The Dream Giver. 1-3-5-4 for me. Look, he was good. He was pretty good in 3 runs last time, and he had a couple of things go against him in his races. Look, probably the gate's a good thing for him. If the speed is good enough, I think he'll be a better horse for that first race in preparation, and he certainly finds the right race to resuming here. So I thought he was just probably better than them. I'll make him the good thing, The Dream Giver, on the back of that to run these down. Swadini, on the flip side, has been really good. This girl in her 2 runs this preparation, Loud As, ran her down at Sapphire Coast, and look, she looked home that day. He was beaten on Friday, obviously, in a class 3, a different type of race, but this will tactically put itself right there and should be at its peak third up. Look, outside those 5, Braingau, I don't mind back the 1,200 metres here in this grade. I thought it might improve a little bit. And Michael Oscar, a good solid winner, first run for Teresa Bate up down at the Sapphire Coast. But Let Me Guess that come out and won yesterday. I thought the race lacked a bit of depth, though. I think this is a bit better, and I think The Dream Giver's probably got a bit on them. One a special 3, 5, and 4, Simon, puts me with the odd numbers.
So, one a good thing from 3, 5, and 4 there, race 5. Race 6 is for Affinity Constructions Australia, and it's over 1,600 metres. Scratchings are 3, Wah Hecky, 10, Mr. Costigan, and 11, Lots of Dosh has come out. And 4, Trust the Process for Bryce Hayes, the $2 favourite. 2, Trestor is $3.70. 6, Diamond Class, $5. And 8, Zarafa at $9.50. So even money, Trust the Process.
Yeah, he looks nice and progressive. He'd be pretty well placed too by Bryce Hayes. With Wahiki out of it, I've got to go with him. 4-8-2-6, Trust the Process. Was good here winning a mile, mate. Will do the world a good for his confidence. A lovely style of horse too. And as I mentioned, he's been patiently handled. I think he'll go back-to-back here. 8, I thought, was a chance. She does get back and give a lot of start away, this girl's a rapper, but I think she's got a good staying promise. And 3rd up from a spell, I just think both the runs didn't really suit this preparation, and maybe this won't either, but I just think she's progressive. So 3rd up at a bit of value for the exotic, so I threw her in. 2 Trestor's been good, put the riding on the wall a few times before it won the maiden at Queanbeyan, and then it backed it up with a good effort beyond Don and Kim. We saw a good run from him up at Newcastle yesterday, Simon, so it'll roll forward and be close all the way, and 6 Diamond Class is improving and gets out of the mile, may well suit it. Does look the winner, though. Trust the Process. 4-8-2-6, Simon, again with the even numbers here.
So 4-8-2-6 there. Race 7, the Tab Federal, over 1,600, and there's nothing scratched, a field of 10. The Market John has got 5, Supreme Polarity, $3.40. 8, Lolita Gold, $4.20. 3, Screamer, 6, Envier, $6 the pair. And then 4, Inviata, as well as 7, Shinseki, both at 10. So Supreme Polarity at the top of this market at $3.40.
Look, I haven't got it on top, but it's Nick Olive's birthday, Simon. So if that's worth anything, it'll probably lead all the way. Look, I couldn't get around Lolita Gold here, 8-2-5-4. Look, he thought she was going well enough to take it at a Federal first up in a 1,500 there at Rose Hill. It was just a very fast-run race. She was okay behind Gunga Din from a wide run, and then she got the job done beating Monty Majura last time on Melbourne Cup Day. I know he was beaten on Friday, Monty Majura, but probably didn't produce his best there. I just think she's a nice mare on the way up, so I think she can put 2 on the bounce up here. I'll go with Lolita Gold. Look, the Cavalier, he's always there. He was massive here too, back behind Gunga Din from a long way back, and then went to that country classic. He just didn't happen for him there. He got a long way back inside, and it doesn't suit him. This is more his cup of tea here with a bit of room. He'll run on well, as he always does. Look, Five Supreme Polarity is going well. It ran into Lady Maranton last time, and she was a massive effort in the Snake Gully on Friday after a wide run. This has got the right gate to probably control this, and if it gets the trip, it's going to be hard to beat. And four Rinviata second up, I thought was an exotic chance, but just looks a beautiful race for the leader gold. 8, 2, 5, and 4. Again, on with the even number, Simon.
So 8, 2, 5, and 4 there in the Federal, and race 8, the last for Affinity Electrical Technologies. And the handicap over 1,300. Scratchings are 2 Hour Johnny, 14 Super Hong Kong, 15 Prospect Hill. And 8 Maggie's Girl is $3.60. 5 Overflowing, $5. 1 Mohana at $5. 6 Amira, $6. And 3 Dana Virk Lad at $7, John.
Yeah, I thought Overflowing could nearly win here, Simon. 5, 6, 10, and 1 for me puts me with the split, but Overflowing, it was just a bit of a sit sprint that race last time on Cup Day. That Inceptive won the race and won it pretty clearly, but it did control it. And I thought this was pretty good, having a second run this preparation. So with a middle gate from the 1300, it's not a bad the way it sets up for it. I thought at $5, it's got as good a chance as the majority of these. Look, Amira's PB from this last time at Goulburn, I know it did find the situation to suit with the right run on the speed, but look, I think you can probably get that type of run again today here, and she's third up from a spell, this grey mare. She'll she'll probably look the winner somewhere in the straight. I might have said 10-8. I've got the third, the Waterhouse Bot Runner, Maggie's Girl. Charles were only fair. I'll be keen to see how it parades, and the market closer to the race will tell us a little bit more. And the top weight, Mohana. That outside gate from the 1300 is a real worry for me, but again, Nick Olive on his birthday put the writing on the wall last time. So 5, 6, 8, and 1, the lucky last, a very tough race, Simon.
So 5, 6, 8, and 1 there in the last, and recapping your best, John?
Look, on a tough day for best, I thought the Dream Giver just might be a bit sharper this time in. So race 5, number 1, the Dream Giver is my best from the nation's capital today, Simon.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, John. We'll catch your thoughts and take China's selection from the mounting yard prior to each race.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Simon.
It's 17 past 10.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Racing in New South Wales and Dubbo today, with the rail out 3 between the 900 to the 400 through the remainder. The track is a good 3. Mick Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it looks like a good little program. Some of the maidens are a little bit light on for depth, but the rest of the program looks pretty solid.
Well, let's take a look at it. The first event is the Total Diesel Repairs Dubbo Benchmark 66. 1,410 in distance. It kicks the card off at 5 to 2. The scratching is 5 Apache Bell. 1 Kzar, 4 Lulu's Destiny, equal favourites at 240. 2 Chill Coton, 550. 3 Redirect, $8. 6 Supreme Goddess at $9. So $2.40 for both Kzar and Lulu's Destiny.
I've gone 4, 1, 3, and 6, putting Lulu's Destiny on top. That was a pretty good performance last start at Dubbo, when finishing second to Smart Move. Kzar was third in that race, and Lulu's Destiny meets Kzar slightly better at the weights as well. She's got the inside gate. She's got good tactical speed. I don't think she'll be too far off them in the run. She kind of led last start, and I thought she battled on really well. When I say kind of led, she was on the inside and receiving pressure from the horse on the outside. One Kzar, he's got a big engine. We know he's got plenty of ability. I thought last start he worked the line solidly behind Smart Move back to the fence, and he's obviously the main danger. 3 redirect, I think, will be a big improver here off a disappointing effort at Scone first up, and 6 Supreme Goddess will get back and be safe for one crack at them. 4, 1, 3, and 6.
4, 1, 3, 6 there, race 1. Race number 2 is the Chill Right Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Benchmark 66. It's over 1,010 metres this one. Nothing scratched in the field of 8. And with this market, Mick again equal favourites. Two Exaggerate and Three Sons of Burke are both at 320. Five This Will Do Us is 330. And seven Billy Bentia is $8.
3, 5, 7, and 4 for me, putting Sons of Burke on top. This horse is a real track specialist. Has had 8 starts here at Dubbo for a win and 7 minors. Coming off a 5th place finish in the Dandy Cup at Narromine last time. Might give them a bit of a head start, but it'll be roaring home at the end. 5, This Will Do Us, his first up from a spell, has trialled really well leading into this. 7, Billy Bentia was beaten a fair way at Warren last time, but will strip a lot fitter for that run and does perform well at Dubbo. And 4, Epic Decision, I think, is definitely the knockout. Of 2 of his 3 runs this preparation, he's been caught well off the track, and I think he's going better than his form reads on paper. 3, 5, 7, and 4.
So 3, 5, 7, and 4 there in the second. The third event is the Daily Liberal Maiden for the males over the 1110. Now, no scratchings here and a field of 11. Just having a look at the tab fixed on race 3, Mick, we've got your favourite 380 down the bottom, 11 starring. Your next best would be 5 Double the Offer and 8 Carnegie's Monaco, who are both at 460. 2 Space Comet, 7 Arkham Asylum are both at $7, and 1 Hawklist, $12. Starring your favourite at 380.
My number's 7, 11, 5, and 1, putting Arkham Asylum on top. This fellow, formerly with Malcolm Johnson, now with Rodney Robb, his good mate out at Ningen. And this horse spawns all around the provincials and hasn't been beaten all that far. I know he's yet to place in 6 career starts, but I just think a change of scenery and a drop back in grade might be able to spark some improvement for him. 11 starring, probably the best credentialed horse in the race, but yeah, I do question his will to win a little bit. And he's had the 2 placings from 12 career starts. He's got quite an extravagant action. We haven't seen him since he failed at Wellington back in July. He's from a strong yard. Cameron Crocker puts a polish on this son of Monroe. He'll be hard to beat. 5 Double the Offer is building towards a peak performance with a placing at Gunnedah last start behind Kensington Kid. Hit the line from back in the field against the pattern of the day. And 1 Hawklist is a first starter from the Brett Thompson yard that's been trialling okay. 7, 11, 5, and 1.
7, 11, 5, and 1, race 3. Race number 4 is a Fillies and Mares Maiden over the 11-10. The emergencies have been scratched here. And the market has got 12 Peggy's Time, 350. 5 Amalika, $3.80. 9 Sue's Girlfriend, $4.80. 11 Harabelle at $6.50. So there, those in single figures. Peggy's Time, your $3.50 favourite.
Yes, Peggy's Time's coming off a run last up behind Miss Da Vinci at Muswellbrook. It's a favourite, but I'm going to go for another horse that came through that race in 2, Wickbow. My number's 2, 5, 12, and 9. Wickbow finished 7th in that same race, beaten 5.5 lengths, but got a decent check at the top of the straight and worked on the line steadily. In the end, she pretty much finished alongside the favourite, 12 Peggy's Time, and I just think they should be closer together in the market. I know Wickbow's got a bad gate to deal with today, but that's not always a big problem from the 1,100 metre start to Dubbo. We see a lot of horses drawn wide win at this track. 5, Amalika looks ready to win a race, has been going around against better opposition. 4th at Wyom, 2 starts back, 4th at Muswellbrook last time behind Miss Val Bond. Tracy Bartley, good trainer. 12 Peggy's Time, we've mentioned it. 9 Sue's Girlfriend, I think, will run really well as well. It's coming off placing at Narromine last time and seems to be building towards a peak performance. 2, 5, 12 and 9.
So 2, 5, 12 and 9 there in the fourth. Race 5 is for Mallison's Painting and Decorating and the Class 3 over 1,010. Take out 2 Sons of Burke, 3 This Will Do Us and 12 Settlers. And with this market, Mick, we've got 1 Pedway, the $1.60 favourite. 6 Magic Town is $3.90. 5 Sip Harder Sun at $5. Best of those in double figures would be 7 Yays and Nays at $18. But odds on is Pedway, $1.60.
A bit of an odds on, look on type punter. I'm trying to find something to beat Pedway. 65 kilos, the favourite's got to carry today. I know he carried 62.5 last start and won easily. But I'm going to put 6 Magic Town on top. This horse is racing far more consistently this preparation. 2nd at Scone last time behind Who's Your House. Mate, toughed it out really well. There was only beaten a slender margin. I think he'll run well. One Pedway, it's going to be awfully hard to beat. I was there at Dubbo last start on Derby Day when he was sent out a $2.60 favourite, and he just roared away from his opposition there. And at first glance, I thought he didn't beat much. But Gobo Jangles, who finished second in the race, has since come out and performed really well in a high-quality open sprint at Warren. So maybe that form is stronger than we first thought. Five Ship Hardison resumes from a spell. I think he's capable of pulling out a big run fresh, just as he did last prep. And Eight Cloud Cover, I thought, was best of the rest. I think this horse is certainly capable of getting into the first four today. And we haven't seen her at the track since she finished midfield at Tamworth back in July, but she's got a good first up record, 6-1-5-8.
6-1-5-8 there. Over to race 6 of McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington Class 1 over the 1110. Take out 4 Strictly Legit, 6 All Hollywood, 7 The Nace and 10 Gisella's Crown. And equal favourites, 3 Peloso Lass, 5 Conspirator. They're both at $2.50. 1 Ad Sum is at $5. 8 Miss Academy is at $9.50. And 2 Jarman Magic next best at 16. But Peloso Lass, Conspirator, Mick, $2.50 each of 2.
I like Conspirator, 5, 3, 8, and 1, my numbers. So he had the one start, and that was on Derby Day. And was in the market that day. Wasn't the best to begin, but Jake Tracy Holmes dug him up. He got in behind the speed, and he really attacked the line and went on to win by 3.5 lengths. Could have won by further. There's a definite question mark on the horses that finished behind him that day, but I just thought he overcame adversity and was pretty good winning on debut. I thought he might be able to win again today and beat 3 Peloso Lass, who looks the obvious danger here. She's a 5-year-old mare. She's had the 8 starts for a win and 6 minor placings, so she's very, very consistent. She was first up for a long time, went 3rd at Musselbrook last time behind Power Train. She's going to strip better, a 2nd up record's good. She's had 2 starts for a win and a minor placing. 8 Miss Academy, I think's a decent chance. She's a 2nd up. She was okay, beaten 4 lengths behind Messy Miss at Dubbo, a 1st up in a Class 1 when she was never on the track, and 1 at some. Showed enough first up when placing behind Messy Miss at Dubbo last time to be seriously considered for this. 5, 3, 8, and 1.
So 5, 3, 8, and 1 there, and over to the last race 7 for the Milestone Hotel. A benchmark 58 over 1610. Take out 10 Dad's Blaze and reserve 16 and 17 for the emergencies. And 3 Clever Missiles, the favourite at 460. 4 Orica Bessers at 480. 2 Proudest Moment, $5. 6 Miss Lon, $6. 13 Dart Street, $9. So the $4.60 favourite in the last Clever Missile.
6, 13, 3, and 5 for me in the last. Miss Long goes on top. She's been hitting the line all preparation. 4th at Warren last time behind Orica Bessa. And she just got into a little bit of strife around the 200-metre marker. Was just momentarily balked for a run. If she gets the right run chance that they run along a bit, I think she will run out a strong mile. She did contest a mile race 2 starts back at Canamble and finished 4th. And I just think she's going to be the testing material. 13 Dart Street didn't have much chance at much luck at Warren last time when close up. 3 Clever Missile got the win out of the way at Dubbo last time, beating Empowered Madam. That'll give him confidence. And 5 Squared, not convinced about this horse being an out-and-out miler, but I'm sure it'll be running on. 6, 13, 3 and 5 in the last.
6, 13, 3, 5 there. And what was your best, Mick?
We're going to save it up to the end of the day. I think race 6, number 5, Conspirator, can make it 2 from 2. And I do like race 7, number 6, Miss Lon in the last.
Thanks very much, Mick. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
We'll take a break at 28 after 10. And then Fred Hastings at this morning's edition of On the Pace.
Sky Sports Radio has the best way to start any wagering day. The Whip Around gets today's best bets and quaddie predictions for all New South Wales meetings, plus interstate and international race days. Every morning, catch the Whip Around at 11 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio.
Yet. If you're a small business owner, make the most of every opportunity left this year by taking a repayment holiday with OnDeck. Take a small business loan with OnDeck today, and your repayments will be delayed until next year, giving you the opportunity to grow your business. For approval in hours, apply at ondeck.com.au.
Repayments delayed until January 2020 with your term extended by a deferral period. Full T's and C's apply, and loans are subject to lender approval.
our latest racing club, Hancock's Racing No. 9 Limited, is ready to go. Seven horses by leading sires like Nakoni, So You Think, Star Witness and Street Boss, to be trained in five states by top trainers. $1,400 will buy your 1-800th share, or you can have four payments of $350 and no more to pay. Call Shelley Hancock's or Rob Peacock for a prospectus on 0352749171 or see the website Hancock's.